WMFO Medford. Welcome to the Voicemobile here at Tufts University. I'm your host, Joyce the Voice. That was End of the Music?
Just Music.
End of Music by?
Do Make Say Think.
Do Make Say Think. Huh. Okay, it's Michael. Thanks.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Michael. I was a little bit late and had to try to park the car, and Michael was nice enough to hang out a little bit. So that's all right. We're going to go from End of the Music to End of the Block. That's quite the segue. Here we go.
Thank you. but storm up. I had to lock my door. Somehow I couldn't warm up to one before. What was it that controlled me? What kept my love lively? My intuition told me you'd come on the scene. Baby, listen to the rhythm of my heartbeat, and you get just what I mean. Embrace me, my sweet, embraceable you. Embrace me, you, irreplaceable you. Just one look at you, my heart grows tipsy in me. Garden of love. I never thought that such a gentle touch has the power of a thousand making loves. Sweet sense of a love and the wind gently sways the trees. Cherry blossoms in the pale moonlight, pink petals float dancing in the wind. Hours of the spring evening, what a lovely twilight, as you hold me tight. Thank you. something mama do. My sweet impressible. Suddenly the lilies and roses start blooming in the secret garden of a love. You sweet embrace above. You seeing you. In all the old familiar places that this heart of mine embraces, all day through, in the old cafe, the park across the way, the children's carousel,
that's so beautiful. I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you. Yamit and the Vinyl Boulevard. And the release is called Ain't Misbehaving. Before that, we were listening to Leslie Pinchuk, her CD True North on Pinch Hard Records. This song is Charade by Henry Mancini and Johnny Mercer. Actually, Yamit's song, I didn't put down here. I'll be seeing you. Where did it go here? It's Sammy Fain and Irving Cahul, I think it is, who wrote that. Before that, Mickey Purnell, Embraceable You, featuring Tamir Hendelman and Bob Shepherd. The release is called Midnight Bloom, and it's on Sweet and Lovely Music. And we opened up with Danny Green Trio. End of the Block was a song, and it's from a release called After the Calm. All right. So I'm just looking here at the schedule for the Arlington International Film Festival, which begins November 7th and goes through the 10th. It's at the Capitol Theater in Arlington. Their website is www.aiffest. Arlington, I guess, .org. And what's coming up, the opening selections, Lifeboat, it's a 35-minute Best Festival Short, 8 Academy Award nominee, and Academy Award nominee, Sky Fitzgerald. It's from the USA. It's a 2018 documentary. In a political environment increasingly hostile to immigrants and refugees, documenting the real-life plight of those fleeing war and oppression is more vital and important than ever. Lifeboat bears witness to volunteers from Sea-Watch, a German nonprofit, who risk the waves of the Mediterranean to pluck refugees from sinking rafts that have left from Liberia in the middle of the night. This film puts a human face on one of the world's greatest contemporary global crises. Awards include IDA Award for Best Documentary Short, Social Impact Media Award for Best Director and Best Short, Woodstock Film Festival Best Documentary Short, and so on and so on and so on. All kinds of awards. So that's going to be the opening night Thursday at 7 o'clock. And then after that, Path of the Daff. And they've got pictures here of daffodils. 87 minutes, Michael Piscatelli from the USA and Netherlands, 2019 documentary. Oh, okay, for the post, for the past 5 years, be good if I got my glasses on. I really am having a hard time seeing all these tiny little words. Wait just a second here. Okay, here we go. For the past 5 years, 25,000 plus Dutch master daffodil bulbs are imported from Holland and cared for by Olsen's greenhouse in Raynham, Mass. Who knew? And the potted daffodils are delivered throughout Boston and along the Boston Marathon route for Patriots Day, a new tradition that bloomed in the wake of the 2013 Boston Marathon bombings. This is a story of hope and inspiration. Follow one daffodil's bulb's adventurous journey from the soil in the Netherlands across the Atlantic into a Massachusetts greenhouse and onto the finish line of the Boston Marathon. A Zen story of purpose, community healing, and the resilience to continue the tradition of welcoming thousands of runners to our special city. There's a discussion with the filmmaker, Michael Piscatelli, organizer of the Marathon Daffodil Project, Diane Val, principals of Olson's Greenhouse, Clive Olson, and Matthew Piscatelli. There's an after party at Za Restaurant, a VIP ticket and festival pass holders invited. Huh. There you go. Very nice. So there's all kinds of things going on. Very nice. I don't know if I'm going to get to any of these, but it's always interesting. I did go to see a film at the Arlington Cinema last week. I went to see Renee Zellweger in her portrayal of Judy. Judy Garland. It was brilliant. Absolutely fabulous. So if you haven't had the pleasure of seeing it, I would highly recommend that. There was one other thing that I was going to share with you. Yeah. This is an article cut out from the Somerville News that my friend Mark found for me. It's a letter written into the editorial page. 12 hours on the treacherous streets of Cambridge. A woman died Tuesday after being hit by a truck just before 7 a.m. in Harvard Square. In the subsequent 12 hours, I experienced three separate pedestrian traffic incidents in that vicinity. At around 7:30 a.m., a rider on an electric scooter crossed Mass Ave near Everett Street against the light and nearly was hit by a large oncoming truck. At 6:30 p.m., I was in a group waiting to cross Mass Ave at Shepherd Street. When the walk sign flashed, a bicyclist sped through the red traffic light and hit a young woman in that group at full speed, knocking her to the ground. Had she not sprung up and pursued him, he would have continued on. At the next cycle of lights at the same intersection, we stepped off the curb when the walk sign flashed. An extra-wide pickup truck sped through the red light and nearly hit one of us before we jumped back. The truck continued on without stopping. Incidents such as these are occurring daily, some with tragic outcomes. Multiple interventions are called for, including traffic calming infrastructure changes, public safety campaigns, increased enforcement of violations by operators of all vehicles, and alternate truck routes that keep large vehicles out of the highest pedestrian use areas. This was a letter sent in by Ann Epstein. This is several weeks ago. Well written and terrifying, the information that she shares. All right, I'm just going to check. Oh, goodness gracious. All right, since, let's see, we've got signing up to be an organ donor is one of the most generous things you can do, especially when you consider that a single donor can potentially save 8 lives. That's 8 people who won't have to spend agonizing months or years on the transplant waiting list, who will get a second chance, all because you agreed to donate some body parts you won't be able to take with you anyway. To become an organ donor, register through your state agency. Locate your state registry on the organ donor website at organdonor.gov. That's what that says. Designate your choice to be an organ donor on your driver's license. If you do not have a driver's license, print a donor card and carry it with you. This provides your legal consent to donate organs, eyes, and tissues for transplants. Fill out your advance directives and will and living will. Include your organ donation. These legal documents speak for you when you are not able to speak for yourself. This has been a public service announcement from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Now, I found out that halachically, as a Jewish individual, it is not against halacha. It is okay to be an organ donor. So I am an organ donor. So there you have it. All right, I think that's all the things I wanted to share with you. Let's see. Yes.
black body swinging in a southern breeze. Strange fruit hanging under poplar trees. Pastoral scene of the gallant south. The buggling eyes and the twisted mouth. Scent of magnolias, sweet and fresh. And a sudden smell of birds. For the crows to pluck, for the rain to gather, for the wind to suck, for the sun to rot, for the trees to drop. He is a strange and
while you sat across me and gave